So we're at the bottom of page 22 in Misilat Yesharim, Seder Vikuach. We're going to finish up today the introduction of the conversation between the Chacham and the Chassid. You got it? Okay, 22. Says the Chassid at the end of the long paragraph that we read last time on the beautiful presentation of the Chassid, where he explained very passionately that Yirat Hashem is Chochmah. It's unique of all of the Chochmot, that it's definitely defined as Chochmah in both the Psukim and how Chazal relate to it. And then he went one step further to say, not only is it Chochmah, but if you take a look at the Psukim in Parshat Ekev, very powerful Psukim that a person really can sit for a lifetime on, in Perek Yud, Psukim Yud Bet Yud Gimel, that we saw in the previous paragraphs, now Israel, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of you? To fear God, to walk in His ways, to love God, to serve God with all of your heart and all of your soul. And then next pasuk, and at the end, then, and only then, does he add in the mitzvot. And the presentation of the Chassid was, that means that there are five parts of Judaism, and that if you're only engaged in the mitzvot, you're engaged in 1/5 of Judaism. He explains it, he says it as starkly as that. You're only engaged in 1/5 of Judaism. You're missing 4/5. And based on your own presentation, says the Chassid to the Chacham, you've left the Ikar and taken the Tafel. Because as you said all the way a few sessions ago, as you said, Chacham, that the Al Tistakel Kapakan Kan Ela B'Masha Yeshbo, that the life of a mitzvah is what's inside, and the mitzvah itself is just the action, but the intention, the kavanah, the yira, the ava, the essence of the mitzvah, that's what gives it life. And so on, based on your own testimony, and the testimony of the pasuk from Kohelet, from Eov, and from these Psukim and Devarim, Chacham, as he says here, you've basically left behind 4/5 of Judaism. That's the paragraph we're starting with, Nimtza, the very end of the Chassid's speech. Nimtza, Shemilvadi diyata mitzvot latzotam, aside from knowing the mitzvot, and of course it's incredibly imperative to know the mitzvot. Tzarich od arba'ah dvarim achirim, we need 4 other things. Shemiklavim el ha'asiyah l'hashlima, that come along with the action to complete it. Kidei sheterat selifan avi barach, in order for it to truly be appeasing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ulam, Ata, says the Chassid explicitly, you, Chacham, lefi devarecha, according to your own words, bechad nitasakta, you've engaged in one, v'arba'ah hinachta, and you've left behind 4. Very strong, strong words about what it means to truly engage in Avodas Hashem, Nimud Torah, engagement in Judaism in this world. Incredibly strong statement by the Chassid, by the Ramchal. Good, up to date. Says the Chacham, he's going to keep fighting. Aval, yidiyat ha-mitzvot muchrachas, but knowing the mitzvot is imperative. V'yefshar b'lav hachi, how am I supposed to do anything in life if I don't know what the mitzvot are? How am I supposed to leave the mitzvot behind? U'mipnei ribui ha'inyanim ha-mitchadshim b'chelek hazeh, and because of all of the new things which are constantly coming out in this area of Torah, there's no time, there's no space to engage in the other 4 areas of Torah. In order to know what I need to do in this world, I need to spend all of my time learning about the mitzvot. How am I supposed to spend my time on these other things? I'm too busy. Says the Chassid. I'll tell you 2 things. Rishona first. Sharei. In tshuvatcha zot mistapeket ela lizman asher totzi oto b'yuna halachot v'chiburi aposkim. Your answer is only relevant, and we'll break down your answer in a moment, but your answer is only relevant for the time that you spend engaging in the depths of halacha and poskim, which is what tells you what to do in this world. Ach lizman asher totzi b'omek ha-pilpul u'v'chidut ha-drashot matanem. But the time that you spend in the intricate back and forth of Shas, the time that you spend in what we call a modern day, the time you spend in Lamdas all morning, how do you answer for that? That's not necessary to know what to do. You said that you can't because you know what to do. But you're already dividing your time 50-50. One in Halakha and one in Pilpul HaShas, which has no ramifications Halakha L'maaseh. That's not the purpose of Pilpul. Again, why the Ramchal probably wasn't able to print this explicitly. Right? He's challenging in a very strong way the yeshivas, yeah?
So what is he suggesting? That, like, everyone just drop that and...
Atav. We still got a whole little paragraph left. Yeah, the Ramchal is very systematic. So the Ramchal, whether he's speaking through the Chassid or through the Chacham, is always going to be systematic. That's why he even starts with Rishona. Right, so give him at least wait till the end of the paragraph to see if he answers the question. Very often you'll find in all of the Svarim of the Ramchal, when you have an immediate question, the Ramchal is so in tune with where we are, he immediately answers that question. So let's see where he goes. Halo tov lecha lachdol me'ela she'inam mevi'im otcha lishlimut she'ata tzarich lo. Is it not better to withhold a little bit from the time that you spend doing things which don't bring you to the perfection in terms of mitzvot and action? And to spend more time seeking out that which is required of you in order to know that you can completely do your actions in a full way, where you're filling your mitzvah with ava, with yira, with halacha v'drachav, that you're doing it with the tarat aleif, then take some of that time, and be makir some of that time to learn these areas, which, again, as you said, are necessary for the completion of the mitzvah. Rishonah. V'hashenit. Luyihi kidvarcha. She'orach ha'iyun b'diyata mitzvot. Lo ishir lacha makom la'asok b'shar ha'chalakim ha'ila. Even if it's true, that which you also said before, which even just to know the details of all of the mitzvot, if you could spend, he talked about ki arukami te yam, which the actual pasuk he quoted, the full pasuk, very beautiful. That to know any area of Torah, it's vaster than the land and deeper than the sea, both in its breadth and its depth. If what you're saying is true, that that's true of the mitzvot themselves and the engagement in halakha and poskim, if that's true, if it's not going to give you any time or space to engage in any of the other areas of Torah, what do you see that you can choose to spend all of your time and investigation only in this area of Torah and not in the other areas of Torah? Meaning, it may be true that you could spend your whole life just in mitzvot. It could be true that you could spend all of your life only in Pepul HaShas. But recognize, Chacham, that you've made a choice. You've looked at the scope of Judaism, and somehow, based on what, have you chosen to engage all of your time only in Pepul HaShas, and mitzvot and poskim? Where did you get that from? How did you make that decision? Based on what criteria? If all of them are infinite, how did you make that choice? V'chi ein eila ha-mitzvot kishar kol ha-mitzvot? Are the mitzvot, like he pleaded before, are the mitzvot of Yirat Hashem, Ahavat Hashem, Tarat Halev, are these mitzvot not like any other mitzvot? You're spending all of your time learning mitzvot, fine, but why not learn the mitzvot of Ava and Yira? Why are they any different that you're excluding them even from your mitzvah time? The Adrava, Eileheim mitzvot shetzrichot lishamer bechol eit ubechol sha'a. These are mitzvot, the mitzvot of Ava, Hashem, and Yira, Hashem, are mitzvot, which a person needs to guard and keep close to their heart every single second of every single day. V'im kol achat mishar mitzvot, even more so than the other mitzvot. Masha'ein kein bishar mitzvot she'iyantabam, which is not true of all the other mitzvot that you spent your time learning. Lulav, Sukkot, Mezuzah, all of these mitzvot are very specific in their time and in their place. These are mitzvot tmidiyot. So not only are they mitzvot, they're continuous mitzvot that are the essence of any mitzvah that you do and apply to any mitzvah that you do. So how could you make that call? So I have the question on two fronts, right? Again, the question on the first front is, that's not what you're spending your whole time on anyway, and how do you make the choice between pilpul and these other areas of Torah? And second of all, even within mitzvot, how are you making this distinction within mitzvot to only choose the mitzvot that you want to learn, and not these mitzvot, which, by the way, also happen to be the foundation and the essence of all the other mitzvot that you're learning about in the first place? Umeata. If you were to tell me that you could engage both areas of Torah in their entirety, as is necessary, then wonderful. If that's not possible, then doesn't intelligence, intellect itself, tell you that the better option is to limit oneself in one area in order to make time and space to engage in both areas, if they're both incredibly important and both are infinite. As opposed to spending your time only in one area of Torah, which you're never going to get to the end of. It's infinite. To the point where you're engaging in that area so much, where you're going on and on and on, that you're pushing off the entire other area of Torah completely. Where you're moving all of the mitzvot hatzuliot balev, that whole other area, that whole other facet, which is the other four-fifths of Judaism, you're pushing it all away. Why? Because you're engaging in one part of the Torah? Then make time for both. If both are infinite, then you have to think critically about how you want to use your time to make sure to engage all areas of Torah and Judaism, all areas of Avodas Hashem. The kol shekin, and even more so when we reflect upon the fact that that which we said, the kol shekin achila ka'ikari, even more so when we're talking about the ikkar, the essence of Torah, okimo shamaru, as we said, shafilu achila karishon lo ishlam tami miladei achila kashini hazeh, which we said that even if you were to only engage in trying to fulfill a mitzvah in its fullest, you can't even truly fulfill a mitzvah in its fullest unless you fill it with avodah shebalev, unless you fill it with kavana, unless you fill it with tarat amidot. So even if you were to tell me that you're spending all of your time only on the mitzvot ma'asiyot, which, by the way, you're not, even if you were to tell me that you were doing that, you're never going to possibly complete a mitzvah fully because you're not bringing in kavanat halev. You're not bringing in your anava. It's a very strong, compelling argument to really broaden our minds as to what it means to divide our time, to engage the totality of Judaism, and to think critically about what are we doing by inertia, and what are we doing because it's what a Kaddish Baruch is really asking of us. Which again, Moshe Rabbeinu told us explicitly, this is not a secret. It just happens to be in Sefer Devarim, right? Nobody learned Sefer Devarim, but it's not a secret. Does that answer your question? More so?
I'm still not offering a solution. I'm just saying, this is, you're just doing something.
His solution is that...
he's going to offer one later, but...
I don't know if he's necessarily going to go through beat by beat how to divide your time.
Not how to divide your time, but okay, so learn about Avodas Hashem. What does that mean?
Well, that's this. That is what we're learning. Meaning this Sefer is going to be about those other four-fifths. It's going to be about HaMitzvot Atzliot Balev. That's what the Sefer is about. How to do that is going to be a long journey for all of us. So, okay. Amar HaChacham. Amar HaChamet. I mean, against this long, we've divided up over days, but this long discussion that's been going on, we're really deconstructing the perspective of the Chacham. Hopefully, we hope that a true Chacham eventually would see the light. And the Chacham now has to open up a little bit. Omar lecha emet, I'll tell you the truth. Ha'amim rabot, there are many times. Hayanir eli she'in ha'iyun hazed davar tzarif ve'echirchi. There have been many times where I haven't found learning in these areas to be necessary, to be intrinsic. Li'un tadvarim shutim be'inayim. Because these things have seemed very simple in my eyes. But I'll also tell you the truth. U'pa'amim achirot, there are other times in my life. There are times where my spirit pounds inside of me and my heart beats. Where it seems to me that it's clear that these things are an obligation on every single person to seek out their perfection in their soul and to fix their midot and to find favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing this. Omnam. But in the end of the day, dvarim eile, kol umat shevau kenalchu. All of these thoughts, as soon as they come, that's how quickly they go. Because of some other thing that I'm looking into that takes away my time. Or something that's happening in the world, in my life, that just takes that pushes the thoughts out of my mind and I get distracted. Or because I'm lax and I don't actually follow through. To the point where to this day I still haven't grabbed onto this at all. I see myself today in truth as being culpable in this matter. Because I see no true answer, no victorious answer that can make me pater, that can exempt me from these areas of Torah. The Chacham finally comes to terms with the fact that there is no answer to this question. And the Ramchal fervently believes this. There is no answer to this question. There is no answer to the question to the Torah world of his day and age, and perhaps the Torah world of our day and age, that just because these things are hard, just because these things are difficult, just because these things require us to look inside in a way that learning halakha l'maaseh, that learning intellectual Judaism, this forces us to go to places of ourselves that are uncomfortable, that are much harder. The Sfarim talk about in many different places that it could take years just to perfect one midah. The idea of truly engaging in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not just sitting down, reading a book, and calling it a day. Not just fulfilling one's chiyuvim. It's hard to admit. But, as a Torah world, he felt that his generation was failing. And he believed that if the Torah world would have been honest with itself then they would have said what the Chacham just said here. And that any Torah system that doesn't engage in an answer like that has issues. And that's a very, very powerful statement to make, but he's basing it all on Pesukim, Amorei Chazal, and a depth of perspective that only the Ramchal could have. There were a couple of hands up, yeah.
So, which study did he say that he didn't do in the end? Like, I don't understand which one is saying many times that I would want to study, but I didn't, like, which one is he referring to?
Studying these other areas of Torah, studying either from a mitzvah perspective or from just an internal hitbonenut perspective, a self-reflective perspective. Yirat Hashem, Avat Hashem, Halach Levidrachav, and I'm missing one. And Lavodat Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avachav B'chol Nafshecha. These other four pieces.
So you're saying at first he didn't think that was necessary, but then sometimes he did think?
That there were times where he would realize that, like, there's more to life than just my mind. That Judaism is not about your brain. It's about your whole person, your whole being. But that's very hard for a person to accept sometimes, because it's much harder to work on. And to turn around and say that although it's much more exciting, and the Ramchal will say this in a second, it's much more exciting sometimes, or much more flashy to be involved in intellectual pursuit, and certainly much easier. Sometimes it's very often the path of least resistance. It's not poteri, that's what he's saying at the end, from learning these other areas of Judaism. It doesn't exempt me from being involved in the core of what Judaism is all about. Yeah. Being involved in the core doesn't exempt me from knowing the mitzvot, and living a life as a practicing halachic Jew. But practicing as a practicing halachic Jew and a Jew in the mind alone, it's one-fifth.
Because I thought you were talking about the intellectual pursuit. Like sometimes
he wanted to... Sometimes he would think of these other areas of Judaism and that's what he would come and go. Yeah, Alice.
What's going on these other, like, things down? The four things?
The other four things? What about
that? Like, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, like, what are you learning?
So if he's a Hasid, yeah. And a Hasidim Rishonim, Sifrei Chasidut Umusar, which is what I talked about before. There were those that preceded the Ramchal's Mesilat Yisroel, and Mesilat Yisroel is one example of those Sfarim. But there's also tons of Ma'arei Chazal. There are tremendous works written out there on these issues. But those issues are issues that take time and reflection and learning as well in their own context.
But, like, how could it... Obviously, those things are equally important, but, like, if they're from, like, Sfarim that are, like, not as... Sfarim that come after what, like, Shas comes from,
right? Right, so those Sfarim, like, we'll see that with Mesilat Yesharim as well. The godless of the Ramchal wasn't necessarily in Mesilat Yesharim that he, in either version, that he proposed a derech of how to get close to God. It's that his mind was so unbelievable, and his heart, but his mind was so unbelievable that he had mastery of all of Torah Taniglev and Torah Tanistar, and that he organized a sefer of how to purify oneself, how to bring oneself to Avodas Hashem, entirely based on Ma'amrei Chazal. So it's all coming from Chazal. And we'll see even in the next section where he talks about Chuvat Ha'adam Ba'olamo, that's going to be what we're transitioning into either next time or the time after. He says, here's a perspective. Let's talk about why it makes sense on a rational level and makes sense based on our sources, or why it doesn't make sense on a philosophical level and also doesn't make sense based on all of our sources. He's always going to play both sides. If it's not linked to and emerging from our tradition, then it's not emes. And he was able to take the scope of Talmud Bavli, take the scope of Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, of Midrashim, of the whole scope of Chazal, and organize it in a way where he pulled out all of those Mamrei Chazal, organize them and transform them into a sefer called Mesilat Yesharim. That's underratedly what the godless of the Ramchal was in this particular sefer, even in its second version. Is that he organized all of Chazal on Torah Tamidot, on Yirat Hashem, on Avat Hashem, and made a presentation of Avodas Hashem based on all of Chazal.
So it's like the same level?
Clarifying.
Like Shas,
it's not the same level. You're engaging in a different aspect of Judaism. Even Moshe Rabbeinu divided into different parts. It's not learning the mitzvot, it's learning Tarat Aleph. It's learning Yirat Hashem, Avat Hashem, Halacha V'Drachav, Avodat Hashem B'Chol V'Chav Nafshecha. These are different aspects of Judaism to be engaging in, but all necessary for the whole. Yeah.
Which means what? We keep just giving them these titles.
Again, that's this book.
First we need to
let the Chacham settle into the fact that he needs to learn them. Then we need to clarify what is it that we're doing here and why is that important. Then, the majority of the Sefer is, step by step by step, how do I grow and be a full-fledged Jew from heart to soul? But that's going to take us a year. I mean, it takes you to read. It'll take us a lifetime to accomplish. Good? I thought we were going to get to the end today, but it's fine. The discussion is more important. We will finish the Chacham and the Chassid's introduction on Thursday, and then we'll jump into why we're here. What are we doing on this work?